This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You know, the hypocrisy and the doublethink from the Democrats right now is honestly, it's like they outdo themselves every day. It's really amazing. You've got Chris Kilzilla, who cares? Anyway, he works for CNN, and he has the headline, Donald Trump is pretty sure he's nailing this whole president thing. Oh, yeah, Chris. He's pretty sure, all right. You know, just record jobs growth. Record low unemployment, record stock markets, confidence at an all-time high. He goes to any city, he gets 10,000 people to show up for a rally. Yeah, I think you could say he's nailing the presidency thing. But they put it out there like, oh, look at arrogant Trump. He thinks he's doing a good job. Obviously, he's not. We said so. You're losers, CNN. You get outrated by the Food Network now.
Donald Trump is pretty sure he's nailing this whole presidency thing is.
Yeah, he is. Like, the correct sarcastic headline would be for Trump. Or, excuse me, for Obama. Obama sure thinks he's nailing this whole president thing when he was a total abject failure. Trump is actually doing it. You know what he's doing more than anything, though? He's proving to you that these career politicians are nothing but phonies and frauds. That's what he's honestly proving. That is the biggest thing of all that people need to understand. Trump is just a real American citizen. Think about it. What do any of these people accomplish in the real world? What have any of these people accomplished in the private sector? What was Obama's accomplishments? List. First of all, you can't even list Obama's accomplishments from being a president, honestly. Can you list an Obama accomplishment from the private sector? No. Here's another example of their double think, double standard. They're now saying Trump should not be allowed to appoint a Supreme Court justice because he's under investigation. Ladies and gentlemen, they wanted Hillary Clinton to run for president while she was under investigation. So Trump can't appoint a Supreme Court justice, which is his job, his duty, his mandate as the president, duly elected. He's not allowed to do that because he's under a fake investigation. Hillary Clinton, under a real investigation, they wanted her to be president. Again, this is the double standard of the phony left. Let's go to another one now. Let's go to clip 17. You won't believe the hypocrisy coming out of Kamala Harris in this clip.
What's the court going to look like for the next 30
years? We're looking at a destruction of the Constitution of the United States, as far as I can tell, based on all of the folks that he's been appointing thus far for lifetime appointments. He's been appointing ideologues. He has been appointing people who have refused to agree that Brown v. Board of Education is settled law. He has been appointing people who haven't even been found to be well qualified or even qualified by our
association. These are all absurd claims.
So this has got to be one of, and we all need to understand this, to be one of the most serious fights that we have yet to
stoking the flames of fighting again.
We cannot relent. We are going to have to fight to the end to make sure that we can do anything and everything that is possible to require this president to choose a consensus pick. Talk to Democrats. The position is going to be filled.
All right.
But with the track record that he has demonstrated so far, it does not look good. And so we're going to have to put all the pressure that we possibly can to make sure that the person who fills Kennedy's seat is someone who is a consensus pick and who's going to respect the Constitution of the United States and
respect
the fact that our system is supposed to be about equality for all and justice and fairness.
Let me tell you something about Kamala Harris. This is one of the most wicked, wicked women. She wants to be the next Hillary Clinton. She wants to be the next Wicked Witch of the West. Disgusting, that woman. Such an evil liar. Think about it. She says we're looking at the destruction of the U.S. Constitution. Since when have these people cared about the Constitution? I thought we were the bitter clingers. I thought the Constitution was old hat. Now they've completely changed their message because it's anything anti-Trump. But here's the craziest part. If you look at the decisions that they support, they're all against the Constitution. Look at Trump versus Hawaii. They wanted One judge in Hawaii would have more power than the president of the United States. Do you know how unconstitutional that is? That's what they want, and then they say that Trump's unconstitutional. I mean, the double think here is we are in 1984. We are in Orwell's world.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
He was elected to unite a country and stop slavery. Democrats smeared him, went to war against him, assassinated him. Now their target is Trump.
America was never great! Slavery, genocide, and war!
Trump wins the presidency, so help me God.
They say he's killing America.
There will be a vote to impeach.
They say he's a racist.
This was a white lash.
And a fascist. Who are the real racists?
Northern Democrats had conspired together with Southern Democrats to take away the fruit of other people's labor.
Who are the real fascists?
This was done by the do-gooders, the liberals, the people who wanted to improve society.
Which party attacks our free speech?
How dare you speak against the law?
Our religious liberty and our personal safety. A nation dies when its people are not free. We too must fight for freedom, regardless of the price we pay.
An end in terror. It's preferable to a terror with no end.
The stakes could not be higher. We're talking about America, the greatest nation on earth. Lincoln saved America for the first time. It's now up to us to save America a second time.
It's very clear that Dinesh D'Souza, best-selling author, top documentary filmmaker, former political prisoner, recently pardoned by the president, and overall American success story, is preparing to do it yet again. Of course, the name of the film is a play on words because you had the classic pro-KKK silent movie, Birth of a Nation, which is about the very ethos of the Democratic Party and what it did after the Civil War with the KKK. And so their greatest hoax is projecting during the 1960s onto Republicans that they were the party of the KKK, that they were the party that was for slavery. They were able to turn reality on its head, and that's why this film is further coffin nails to the Democratic Party. They knew that the film was in development years ago. That's one reason Hillary Clinton moved to have Dinesh D'Souza put in prison for campaign finance violations. But now, back from the dead, rising like the phoenix, this film, set to reach hundreds of millions of people, is going to lay out the devastating facts that Trump, just like Lincoln, is trying to unify the country. Trump, just like Lincoln, is a Republican. And Trump, just like Lincoln, is under threat of murder, threat of violent attack. by the Democratic Party and the power structures that it sold out to. Because the truth is, the real reason U.S. intelligence agencies and major corporations are behind Trump is they realize that the communist Chinese are the main dominant force basically taking this country over, not just the Democratic Party, but through large sections of the Republican Party. And that's why they're so desperate, because as all this becomes to come out, they're trying to project again onto Russian collusion that doesn't exist to cover up the multinational collusion with communist China through major corporations like Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, and others. So I can't wait to see the film. Clearly, there were more complex issues for the North and South than just lionizing Lincoln as if he was this perfect character. But the parallels are true, that the nation was at a defining moment that could have easily destroyed it if Lincoln hadn't done what he did. This country would have been split in two. British intelligence was funding the South, was manipulating real grievances that they'd had, that President Jackson was able to stop a few decades before. So the South was then manipulated into splitting the country in two under promises of British intelligence that they would then back the South in Western expansion. As soon as the war was actually started, though, it was used to destabilize. Tens of thousands of British troops were put in Toronto threatening an invasion and were waiting for the Northern government to actually fall so they could then come in and recolonize the nation, perhaps making a deal with the South, splitting the country into. And that is the real history, even taught at PhD levels, that they don't want the public to know. So, again, the film obviously is an oversimplification, but you've got to do that with the general public. But it is true that the plot to cause a civil war was a plan to destroy the Republic. And now the globalists, using huge waves of immigrants, and the United Nations admit that they're planning to break up Europe using the crisis of open borders and break up the U.S. using the crisis of open borders in the midterm. So, again, can't wait to get Dinesh D'Souza back on the broadcast. Can't wait to see this film hit the theaters and be a number one documentary. And can't wait to see history victorious over the globalists and their main attempt to break up this republic. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. Now back to Owen Schroyer and the live transmission.
And it's incredible what Dinesh D'Souza is able to do in these films so coherently, getting a message of truth out there and using history to really pound it home. And of course, what happens to him? He becomes a political prisoner. Rosie O'Donnell is allowed to do what Dinesh D'Souza did, actually a lot worse. Rosie O'Donnell did it deceptively with pseudonyms. So Rosie O'Donnell broke multiple laws for campaign finance violations, but Dinesh D'Souza is like a drop in a bucket, like nothing, and he faces the fullest extent of the law. Why? Because Dinesh D'Souza makes powerful films exposing the globalists and their agenda to bring America down. Dinesh D'Souza, of course, Hillary's America, Obama's America, and America, Imagine a World Without Her. Those are Dinesh D'Souza's films, and now the latest, Death of a Nation. And it's funny, listening to this, just 2 days ago, I believe it was Tuesday, Michael Savage hinted at, and I believe it was tongue-in-cheek, I don't think he was serious, producing a Trump film. Now, think about this. Hollywood's collapsing. Box office winners at the movie theater are really not happening anymore. You had the Avengers, and you have Star Wars, but other than that, you really don't get much success. And in fact, Star Wars has actually decided to curtail its movie productions as far as the Star Wars brand is concerned, because nobody went and saw Solo. So nobody's going to see these films anymore. Nobody's going to the movie theater. But what would draw people back to the movie theater? And it sucks that you have to boycott Hollywood because of their anti-American rhetoric. And then, you know, the good people in Hollywood suffer. The movie theater people suffer. But what could save all that? Imagine if someone produced a Trump movie, a legitimate Trump film. It could be documentary style. It could be, you know, actor portraying Trump coming up in the 70s and 80s and everything. But if you did a Trump movie, a Trump film that was fair, a real film, not a hit piece, but a real Donald Trump. I mean, the guy is the epitome of the American dream. A real film on Donald Trump. That would be box office records. I mean, look at what the guy does at a rally. Tens of thousands of people show up at his rallies. They would show up at the movie theaters, folks. it would be a nationwide phenomenon. A lot like the Passion of the Christ, I would imagine. Just to compare them as far as their power of the film. Just like a bunch of people came out to see the Passion of the Christ for two reasons. One, nobody'd really done that mainstream Hollywood movie about Jesus and the crucifixion before. And then two, there was all this controversy surrounding it, so it basically just got free marketing. You would have the exact same dynamic if you did a fair film on President Trump. Alex, if you're listening right now, I maybe reach out to Michael Savage and maybe try to bring this deal to fruition. I'm telling you, this is a winner, winner, winner chicken dinner film idea. And if you got Savage behind it, Jones behind it, who knows, maybe even get a Limbaugh behind it, some other big name conservatives, you put that thing in theaters, you're talking box office records. You're talking lines at the movie theater that you haven't seen before. Trump the movie in theaters would beat every other Hollywood film that's coming out. You know, Peter Fonda's movie grossed $30,000. Oh, you know, Peter Fonda and Tom Arnold call for Barron Trump to be kidnapped and harassed. What happens to them? They're losers.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. But a lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to HeartDrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit HeartDrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are witnessing the second American Revolution right now. And with the 4th of July right around the corner, what a better time to recognize the history that we are living right now. And what a better time than now to announce the second American Revolution 4th of July super sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, on top of all the sales that I'm about to list off here, Free shipping store-wide. Did you catch that? I said free shipping store-wide right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, let me just tell you some of the specials we have going. 50% off BrainForce Plus. 40% off Survival Shield X2. We're low on supplies of Survival Shield X2. And with the 40% off, that could sell out quickly. So I would rush to InfoWarsStore.com and stock up on Survival Shield X2 while it's 40% off now and while we still have it in stock. Knockout Sleep Support, $17.76. Silver Bullet for $9.95. A great deal on Silver Bullet right now. Stock up on that as well. Super Male and Super Female Vitality, both 50% off. At InfoWarsStore.com, DNA Force Plus, 50% off. All Super Blue products, 50% off. If every listener of the Alex Jones Show would use Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste as their main toothpaste, we would be unstoppable. Unstoppable. So if you have not switched to Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com, what are you waiting for? It's the same price right now at 50% off as it is to get a tube of toothpaste at the store. Probably cheaper right now. And you have free shipping. Stock up. Get 10 of them. Switch your toothpaste. Switch your toothpaste brand. If every listener of the Alex Jones Show used Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste, that would devastate the mainstream news. That would devastate the globalist. That would devastate George Soros. But don't take my word for it. Just go and look at the thousands of five-star reviews on Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste and make the switch for yourself, for your family. Fluoride-free Super Blue at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off right now and free shipping store-wide. Okay. We will be hearing from Alex again before the end of the transmission here today to talk about a, let's just say, news story, rumor mill type of thing with a certain individual, perhaps becoming the next press secretary. Perhaps there'll be hope back in the White House. We'll be hearing from Alex Jones on that later. In the meantime, I want to mention something again, and then I want to laugh at Whoopi Goldberg. But I have this is a document, the crew gave this to me, it's from Robert Goodlatte, Committee on the Judiciary, and Trey Gowdy, Committee on Oversight and Government Reform. And it just documents in this document how the committees on the judiciary and on oversight have been requesting documents and answers from Rod Rosenstein for months now. For months now. They have been requesting the documents to see the origination of the spies in the Trump campaign from the FBI to see who signed the FISA warrant. I mean, these are documents that should be able to be produced within 24 hours. Easily. Why isn't the FBI producing these documents? Why does Rod Rosenstein stand under oath and testify that he's got a team, he's seeking the documents, he wants to get this done, but doesn't get it done for months? This is a 24-hour process easily. What is Rod Rosenstein doing over there at the FBI? I have a feeling that these documents being requested are going to magically disappear. If they haven't already, NSA deletes scores of call records over technical irregularities. The day after Rod Rosenstein's testimony? The day after the committees on oversight are requesting all of this data? Now, you have to understand the bigger picture here, ladies and gentlemen. This was a coordinated effort by the White House, the DOJ, and the FBI and the CIA to rig an election for Hillary Clinton. But it's not just for Hillary Clinton. It was for themselves, because Hillary was part of the team. Get that wicked witch dog freak off the screen, please. So I'm serious. I can't look at Hillary Clinton. Take her off. Okay? You want to do that. All right. So why did they not prosecute Hillary Clinton for the blatant crimes? Jim Comey comes out and says, here are all the crimes Hillary committed. We're not going to prosecute. Why? Because they were all in it together. They had to get Hillary Clinton in the White House to cover up from all of Obama's crimes, to cover up for the secret server that they all knew about, to cover up for the illegal spying. It's all one big racketeering gig that they're all involved in. But let me tell you something else. And I can't really get into this, and I don't even want to say what this is about, to be honest, but we know about Obama running fast and furious, okay? We know about Obama running fast and furious. We now are learning about Obama running the illegal spying on Trump. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know how much of this is going to come out when this is all said and done, but what else was Obama running? What other false flags did Obama have his fingerprints on? I don't even know if I should say it. But let's just say using children as a political pawn for these people is just par for the course. Let's just leave it at that. What other operations was President Hussein Obama behind? And I just wonder how much of it is going to come out, folks. And I wonder how much of it just got erased with the NSA deleting scores of call records over technical irregularities. You think that's a coincidence? The day after Rod Rosenstein is getting grilled on the Hill that they're about to subpoena them and take them to court over the refusal to turn over these documents. You don't think Rod Rosenstein is deleting these documents every day? What do you think Rod Rosenstein is doing at the FBI? He doesn't know what's going on. You heard his testimony. He has no idea what's going on. He's trying to get the documents. So what is he doing? He is literally covering up for all the illegalities during the Obama administration, ladies and gentlemen. That's what he's doing. He's cleaning house. He's erasing the evidence. He is obstructing justice. And they're going to get caught. Because unless Peter Strzok was not under oath when he gave his closed door hearing, one of those two perjured themselves. So if Peter Strzok was under oath, in fact, I should look this up for sure. If Strzok was under oath, based on a cross reference, one of them lied.
I'm so excited. The new product, InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
You think the FBI is corrupt? President Trump has exposed them. You think big pharmaceutical companies are corrupt? Well, Trump's Department of Justice has just criminally charged 76 doctors, 23 pharmacists, and 19 nurses raking in billions in medical fraud to push toxic drugs. This is really so key that I don't even know if I can do it justice covering it here right now. This runs so deep this runs so rampant. How do you think all of these children end up on drugs, folks? How do you think more than half of college students in America end up on big pharmaceutical drugs? This is a racketeering, this is a medical racketeering operation. And doctors and big pharmaceutical companies are making deals to push these things down your throats, and they're getting cuts for it. And it's all getting exposed now, and Trump's DOJ just cracked down over $2 billion in medical fraud. Pill pushers. And then those jacked up pills that they have these kids on jacks their heads up. Look at this. Big Pharma's war on children. 1 million kids under age six on psychiatric drugs. My God. Oh, I'm sorry. That's just like a gut blow to me. These drugs just jack you up, folks. I mean, it's beyond just a physical thing. It's a spiritual thing, too. Wow. Wow. So thank you, President Trump. I guess we have to thank Sessions for this, too. Thank you, Sessions. Thank you, Jeff Sessions. You got to give credit where credit is deserved. Thank you, Jeff Sessions, for doing something about big pharmaceutical, Western medicine, industrial complex, poisoning our children, poisoning our youth, poisoning our culture. Thank you. Thank you, God. May these kids be free from this wicked, satanic culture of drugging the children. Oh, my gosh. Sorry, the crew just handed that to me. I just know how messed up this is. I've had friends that have been really messed up by these drugs, man. I mean, wow. I won't even take an Advil for a hangover anymore. So, anyway, thank you, President Trump. Thank you, Jeff Sessions. And just thank God that these children are not going to have these pills shoved down their throats anymore for the benefit of a bunch of corrupt doctors. Man, that is just... And if you don't think they'll do the same thing... You know what's next? They're going after the vaccine makers. Yep. They're going to go after the vaccine companies next, folks. Vaccine makers, do you realize how much they pay out per year for lawsuits? I mean, they attack us. They attack us for fake lawsuits. Frivolous lawsuits that don't even have real legal grounds. And they say, look, InfoWars is being sued. They're discredited. Fake lawsuits. Vaccine manufacturers have paid out probably billions of dollars now with all the lawsuits that they've had to deal with. Do you know that they have a secret court? Oh. But the same liberals that will point at InfoWars say, you're discredited, you've had a lawsuit, fake lawsuits, we beat them all. Big Pharma and vaccine companies get sued all the time, pay out trillions of dollars maybe all the time, but definitely billions. Where's the finger pointing at them? Poisoning children. Oh, I can see it now. Oh, my gosh. I mean, oh, my gosh. We're talking about real justice here, folks. We're talking about real justice here. The vaccines, I mean, wow. I'm telling you, they're coming after the vaccine makers next. This is just a stepladder. And vaccines might be the final rung on that ladder, but we're going to get you. We know that you're now pushing Gardasil again. You know that they're now pushing Gardasil again? Here's what they do. They make all these poisonous vaccines, and they have to sell them. And it doesn't matter that even though it was proven not to be effective, but also proven to have more negative side effects than positive side effects, they're going to keep pushing the Gardasil shot. Ladies and gentlemen, avoid these vaccines at all costs, okay? That's my advice. And here's the funny thing. If you want the vaccine, you can have the vaccine. Your body, your choice. My body, my choice. I don't want the vaccine. Your body, your choice. You want the vaccine. But why would you be a threat for the disease if you're vaccinated for it? It's so fake. Oh my gosh. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't even plan on talking about this segment, but this is really key. I want to open up the phone lines now because we'll take your calls in the following segment, and then Roger Stone in the fourth hour is going to take your calls too. So I'm going to open up the phone lines now. 1-877-789-ALEX. 1-877-789-ALEX. Go ahead and open up the phone lines. I'll take some calls in the next segment. Roger Stone will take your calls in the fourth hour. But let's actually go to this clip here to a deranged lunatic, Whoopi Goldberg, who thinks she speaks for all women. Trust me, she doesn't. And this clip here, let's just go to Whoopi Goldberg.
Take mine. I feel like you're the one with the problem. If you take my right away from me to judge what I do for my family and my body, I got a little problem with that. You got a problem. You don't want people to take your guns. Well, get out of my behind. Get out of my vagina. Get out.
What? Get out of my behind? Get out of my vagina? That joke writes itself, so I'm not going to go there. But who is Whoopi Goldberg? What, you think you speak for all women? You don't. In fact, most women think you're a total nut job, if you want to be real. But here's an amazing thing about the psychology of these people's politics. Why does the gun issue have anything to do with whatever it is you're talking about being in your behind? Is somebody stopping you from putting things in your behind, Whoopi? I'm not really understanding this. Of course, we get what she's saying. She's saying, I should be allowed to kill my kid if you should be allowed to have a gun. That's really what she's saying here. But think about it. Think about the absurdity of that type of politics. That is spite politics. That's not real politics. That's not logic and reasoning-based politics. That's literally spite politics, where you take one issue and you don't like the result on one issue, so then you take another issue and you take a stance on that because you didn't like somebody's stance on that. Do you realize the absurdity of that? That is crazy. But you know what, Whoopi? We get it. You want to kill black babies in the womb. We know it, Whoopi. You hate black children. You're glad that the black population in New York City is being destroyed by abortion. You're glad that Planned Parenthood murders millions of black babies every year. We get it, Whoopi. We get it. You love genocide. We know it. The left loves genocide. They want, but here's the thing, Whoopi. I get it. You know what? We get it. Trust me. Nobody wants to be in your behind. Nobody wants to be anywhere near anything that you have to deal with, okay? Let alone the stench. But I don't care. If you want to kill your babies, if you want to have black genocide in America, fine, Whoopi, you can go and do that. Here's something for you. I don't want to pay for it. I don't want my tax dollars going towards black genocide. Whoopi, you can fund that if you want.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Want revenge on the common housefly?
Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
You know, there's a few celebrities, a few athletes out there that are willing to stick their neck out for President Trump. There are going to be more. And when that day comes and there's an overwhelming amount of athletes and celebrities that come out to support President Trump, it's game over for the anti-American globalist. It's game over, because that will awake the sleeping giant, and then it'll be game over. You know, I saw the Diamond and Silk piece that's running on our local feed here. There's so much news. I don't even know if anybody covered this here, where Diamond and Silk were at Maxine Waters' office and Maxine Waters kicked them out. Diamond and Silk are just awesome, man. I just, those women, I love them. I love them. And yeah, there's the video right there. Maxine Waters kicks them out, you know, because she's so tolerant and loving. Like with Laura Loomer, she's like, come to my office, come to my office, come to my office. And then Loomer follows him onto the elevator, like, okay, I'll go to your office. And then she's like, get off the elevator, get off the elevator, get off the elevator. Maxine Waters, what a. Anyway, let's go out to the phone lines here. Let's start with Wild in Wisconsin. Go ahead, Wild.
I wanted to make a little observation and wondering if you agreed with the new socialist in New York, if she kind of has that Allison Mack look to her eyes.
Well, I will tell you this. My theory on that, and I have a conspiracy theory here. I'll tell you when I have a conspiracy theory. I don't know about what you're talking about. I disagree with you, actually. What I see is a true believer. That's what I see. I really believe, and she's my age, so I understand where she's coming from. I was a brainwashed liberal for a little bit of my life too. Now, I wasn't radical off the hinge. I kind of bought into the whole, you know, hate the white man, you know, America's bad, this stuff. It was my time at the major university, honestly, University of Missouri, when that happened for 2 years. As soon as I left there, it was like, okay, I woke up to all this. So it was like, I wasn't like that in high school. I went to Mizzou, Columbia, became like that for 2 years, and then was able to break out of it a couple of years after that. So I know what it is. I know the propaganda. I can recognize it's this stuff. Uh-huh. And so I'm the same age as her. What I see in her eyes is a true believer. This is a girl who's really bought the propaganda, who really thinks that the white man is to blame, and who really believes in socialism. I mean, she is a true believer in socialism. And so what the Democrats are going to do, is they're going to use this time to change their message and go full socialist. That's what they're going to do. You heard Hillary Clinton say, "I think being a capitalist hurt me in November." What? So they're going to go full socialist now. They have no other message. The hate Trump message isn't working. The racism messages, all their fake news narratives aren't working. I mean, none of them are working. Do I need to go list them all off again? So they're going to move forward full socialist now. Now, here's my conspiracy theory. I don't trust electronic voter machines as far as I can throw them. They're pretty heavy. Can't throw them too far. I wouldn't be shocked if this thing was totally rigged so that they can get her in, make her the face of the Democrat Socialist Party. The Democrat Party's dead. Now you have the Democrat Socialist Party. You have a nice face to come with it. You have a true believer who really believes this stuff. So she doesn't even realize the bigger agenda. She doesn't even realize she's a little pawn in the game. How else do you explain this guy winning landslide elections every time he runs for like 20 years, and then this girl comes out of nowhere? She was even shocked at her own victory, and then magically, perfect timing, the Democrats are ready to go with the socialist message. So that's what I believe. As far as the caller saying anything with Allison Mack, look, I don't see that. I think this is a true believer. She's a bartender. She's literally a bartender. Now she's not anymore. Now she's going to be the face of the Democrat Party. That's my conspiracy theory. That's where I think they're going with this. Let's move on to another call. Let's go to Grant calling in from Iowa. Go ahead, Grant.
Hey, Alan. I just had a couple of comments to start on the vaccine issue that you were talking about a little bit ago.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think we kind of overdiagnose things like ADHD and depression, obviously. I think that definitely feeds into the victimhood mentality. You know, I've had people tell me that, you know, they don't want to learn trig or calculus or higher level math. They're worried that they can't do it because they have ADHD.
Well, see, it's like this. It's like this to me. They say, oh, you know, I've got anxiety. You know, I've got anxiety. Who doesn't have anxiety? Like, this is a normal thing to endure. Anxiety. It's like, oh, you know, I have anxiety. Oh, here's a pill. Oh, really? Wow, a 10-year-old has a hard time paying attention to a boring, you know, school environment for 7 hours? Wow, shocking. So they just say, oh, your kid just has ADHD. We have to give him a pill. Oh, you have anxiety. You must be depressed. We have to give you a pill. It's like, no, this is just regular stuff, but their solution is a pill.
Exactly. So they kind of create the problem, they blow it out of proportion, and then they offer you a pharmaceutical remedy.
That's the racket.
This country was built on the principles of, you know, you got to pull yourself up by your bootstraps.
Bingo.
And, you know, looking at social media and wishing that you could have fancy cars and clothes and be Kim Kardashian.
But I just want to be a victim, you know. I'm just a victim, and because I'm not Kim Kardashian. I mean, it's just not fair. It's like,
right.
You know, look, I've said things about Kim Kardashian. You know, maybe she's coming up. It's not her fault people are stupid. She's smart enough to know, hey, all I got to do is put out anything, and then people will buy it.
Right. And, you know, we can't be anti-capitalist because that's part of America, too. So, you know, you can't fault her for that. My other comment was on the immigration thing, and I'm surprised nobody's kind of brought this up. You know, the child that was on the cover of Time magazine, her mother, you know, took her away from her father without his permission, paid $6,000 to an illegal human trafficker to get to the United States. Now, why are they being led to believe that saving, you know, if you can save up $6,000, you're probably a hard worker. That's a fairly sizable sum of money, especially if you're at a, you know, low-paying, close to minimum wage job, right?
So if you I don't have $6,000 to send a child across the border illegally.
Right. It's a fair amount of change. Most people don't have $6,000 in their bank account. So why
actually
being told that the best way to use that money that she worked hard to save up is to pay it to an illegal trafficker instead of, like, taking a bus or train and getting here cheaply and then use that money to get the ball rolling on the long and expensive citizenship process? You know, I've had people that work for me that are from Sri Lanka, and, you know, to bring himself, his wife, and his daughter here cost him about $10,000 or $12,000, and it took, I think, almost 5 years.
So wait, so your friend from Sri Lanka is dealing with what's going on over there and wants to come to America the legal way and goes through the process.
Right. Well, he's already here, but I'm saying that's what he had to go through. And it took 5 years, you know, jump through all the hoops, paying all this money, but he did it the right way. So why is someone taking $6,000 and giving it to a illegal human trafficker who doesn't care about them at all instead of, I don't know, get a bus ticket for $50 and use the other $59?
Well, Grant, you make a great point, and it's honestly irrelevant to even answer the question, because the point is that they lied about the whole situation, okay? This child was separated by her own parents, and it was border control that saved her from that. But the overall issue is, why are the Democrats lying about this, and why do they want people to cheat? That's what they want. They're encouraging skipping the line. Here's thousands of people going through the process to become a citizen here legally. The Democrats say, no, you can just button line. Just go ahead and button line. That's why do the Democrats do that? Because they need a voter block. Because they need a voter block. All right. Thank you for the call, Grant. We've got Alex and Jim and Liz and Frank. And Frank? I don't know if it's that Frank, but... And Jen and Antoine and John and Wesley. We're gonna take your calls in the next short segment. Then Roger Stone's going to join me. He'll take your calls as well. But folks, please, we've got huge specials right now at InfoWarsStore.com. You know, just like you heard President Trump earlier talking about how businesses are expanding, we're expanding too here. We want to expand even more. And it's possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of some of the huge specials right now. The Second American Revolution 4th of July Super Sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. You've got the Real Red Pill plus 50% off, DNA Force plus 50% off, Brain Force plus 50% off, Super Male and Super Female Vitality 50% off, $100 off the Alexa Pure Breeze air filter. If you don't have one of those, now's the time. Filter your air in your home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen. And then free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide. Take advantage of free shipping store-wide. 50% off Super Blue Fluoride-Free Toothpaste. Get 10 tubes of Super Blue Fluoride-Free Toothpaste right now, and you'll be stocked up, and you'll have the best toothpaste that you can get. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. It's how you fund our expansion. Not Big Pharma. No, we don't want Big Pharma's money. We just want you to get a great product.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.